Today's daf is Maseches Bamitzia, daf Vav. The topic of our daf and our base is whether or not a Safek Bechor, this is an animal, we're unsure whether or not it has the status of being a firstborn, whether it's obligated in Ma'aser Behema, whether it's obligated in the tithe of animals where a person has a pen of hundreds of animals, or the minimum 10, one of those 10 has to be given and taken tithed away. A Mishnah from Maseches Bechoros in Daf Nun Chesam and Beis is brought by our Gemara teaching the halacha that if one is in the middle of counting his animals in order to tithe them, and then kafatz echad min haminuyin letocha, and one of the animals jumps out of the pen and then jumps back in, one of the animals sort of gets away and then jumps back in, so that animal's already been counted. So the issue is that we're trying to get to the number 10, and now we have this one that's kind of been counted and gotten mixed back in before the owner had reached all counting all 10 animals. So all those that are uncounted for are exempt from Maaser Behema Patur, says the Gemara, because each one, says the Mishnah, because each one could potentially be the one that was already counted. It comes Rava and he explains why the law is this way. Minyan Hara'ui Patur, says Rava. A tally of animals that is Ra'ui, in other words, it's possible of reaching 10, we could actually get to 10 because there is that number, it's going to be exempt. What this means is that even if all of the animals would have gone, everything would have gone smooth, the counting would have gone smooth, but one out of 10 would have died, let's say, leaving 9 alive, those that were counted while Ra'ui, while they potentially would be for 10, are exempt and never have to be included again in Maaser Behema count. So too, with the animal that jumped out, it happened to 1 out of 10 that was already counted, the other 9 are exempt, because while he was counting, the tally was Ra'ui. He was supposed to get to 10. And therefore, we have that concern. We're concerned even though we have the principle of Bittul Berov. This is what the commentaries ask. Tosfot asked this question. Others, what happened to the concept of nullification in a majority? You have one animal that jumps into a pile of 9. He should be completely nullified and subsumed inside of that crowd. So Shita Mikubetas answers, quoting the Rosh, it's still possible that the new 10th animal to be counted in a new count would end up being the one that jumped out, which was already assigned number 6. So it doesn't actually eliminate the Isser, it doesn't eliminate the reality that it's there, it's just that we don't pay attention to it. We focus on the part that's permitted. That's how the idea of majority rules works. That's not to say there isn't a reality of bittul. It does work, but we haven't removed the problem of asiri safek velo asiri vadai, that we're looking for a tenth that is definitely the tenth, and not just a tenth that's in doubt. We're dealing here with Torah level principles. Comes the Devar Avram, one of the Achronim, and elaborates in a fascinating application. It says that in order to count anything, really, you need to be sure what number you're up to. Otherwise, it's not considered counting. It's not a count at all. Bittul, nullification, does occur in this case. It's 1 into 9. One animal jumps back into a pile of 9. But the owner can't count the animals with certainty anymore. And therefore, he says, in the case of Sfirat Ta'omer, when we're counting the 49 days from Pesach to Shavuot, if a person was unsure on a certain night which day it is, he should be counting. He says, oh, tonight's either the 19th or the 20th, a day of Sfirat Omer. So he can't say, Hayom Yom, Chasre, or Esrim. He can't say today's either the 19th or the 20th day of the Omer, and hope that he got it right with one of them. Counting requires precision and certainty. The Torah said in Maaser Behema, it has to be the 10th. So it's no help to not be able to count that properly. Halacha Lamasa, however, since we hold that Sfirat Omer is only a rabbinic mitzvah nowadays, according to most of the commentaries, therefore, the whole principle and the whole structure is something that we could be a little bit more lenient on when it comes to this. So the halacha would be, probably the halacha would be that if a person wasn't sure on a certain night what night it is, and they said, I know it's either this night or that night, so they would be allowed to count this way, but perhaps they would do it without a blessing, without a bracha.